For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Airport officials say the ground service agent who stole an empty plane from a Seattle airport had legitimate access to it before taking off and later crashing. The man, Richard Russell, apparently didn't have a pilot's license. Authorities say it's not clear how he got the skills to do loops in the aircraft before crashing about an hour after taking off and smashing into a small island in the Puget Sound. Former National Transportation Safety Board Chairman Mark Rosenker.
He did say he had spent a lot of time with video games. There are video games that deal with a simulation of this aircraft.
Gary Beck is CEO of Horizon Air.
His job is to be around airplanes. The airports have a non-secure side and a secure side. He's meant to be on the secure side. That's part of the fulfillment of his job responsibility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Monsanto has lost in a court case. USA's Rick Vincent explains.
Dwayne Lee Johnson, a former school groundskeeper, took on the pesticide company Monsanto, claiming the products Roundup Pro and Ranger Pro did not provide sufficient warning about the adverse health effects of using the weed killer. Friday, the 37-year-old, who's suffering from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, learned he took down the giant. A jury in San Francisco awarded Mr. Johnson over $250 million.
I'm glad to be here to help, but this situation with a cause is way bigger than me.
Monsanto is facing thousands of similar lawsuits. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The Mendocino wildfire burning north of San Francisco, the largest fire in California history, is 60% contained now. But the Holy Fire south of Los Angeles is threatening thousands of homes and has grown to nearly 30 square miles. Firefighters have made some progress, but gusty winds are coming and could fan the flames. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special and enter promo code USA.
President Trump is firing back at the latest NFL player protests during the national anthem. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The president made it clear last year where he stood on the issue.
They should stand. You have to stand.
Now, after more than a dozen players knelt or raised their fists before Thursday night's first preseason games, the president tweets on Friday morning, the NFL players are at it again, taking a knee when they should be standing proudly for our national anthem. He added, find another way to protest. Stand proudly for your anthem or be suspended without pay. The NFL and the Players Association still negotiate a permanent policy when it comes to conduct during the anthem. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department confirms that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has spoken to the Russian Foreign Minister on the recently imposed economic sanctions on Moscow and on Syria. With more, here's John Clemens.
Mr. Pompeo spoke at length to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. I spoke to Mike Tran at the U.S. State Department, who read the release attributable to spokesperson Heather Nauer.
Secretary Pompeo reiterated that the United States seeks an improved relationship with Russia and agreed to future dialogue. The secretary discussed with Minister Lavrov recent sanctions imposed on Russia pursuant to the Chemical and Biological Weapons and Warfare Elimination Act of 1991, and the secretary discussed the ongoing challenges in Syria.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio.